Are you an ABBA fan?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you an ABBA fan?
Huge.
Okay, let's sing it right now. You do the first line.
Right.
Okay.
What's the first line? All right, here we go. When you're gone,
how can I even try to go on?
When you're gone,
though I try, how can I carry on?
Give me an SOS.
I don't even know the chorus goes.
Oh man, what were we thinking? So predictable getting a Swede to sing Dancing Queen. Great to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Welcome to OTR. I'm Michael Landsberg. This is Gabriel Landeskog. Carney Lansford won't be joining us, and we're still sad about Michael Landon's passing. You ever get called Landsberg, ever?
I wish, but no.
Not yet. Not
I
yet.
Think it works better the other way around. I wish.
Do you get called Landeskog?
You know what? I have heard of Landeskog.
Really?
And I don't think it's saying, wow, you look like Gabriel Landeskog. I think it's just people screw up my name all the time. You must have heard different versions of Landeskog.
Yeah, there's been a few of them, yeah, for sure.
So you're done playing in Djurgården. You've been home for about 10 days?
Right. I mean, home is in Sweden for me, but yeah, my Canadian home, I've been here for
You're so confusing, yeah. You know, with the nationalities, because obviously you have a home in Denver, right?
Right, I do.
Right. And you are in Southern Ontario right now, hanging with the Kitchener Rangers.
Right.
You got friend in Newmarket, and of course, Oakville. So like, you know, you're
all over the place, yeah.
Yeah, all over the place. So when people say, where are you from, you would still say?
Stockholm.
Right. And when you talk about the hockey, what was it like playing for Djurgården? Obviously, you played at the highest level in the NHL.
It was fun. You know, I just wanted to, you know, play and want to stay in shape and come to a team where I felt comfortable and come to a city where I felt comfortable. And it's not every day you get a chance to play in front of friends and family. So
that must have been a huge part of it for you, because I mean, to go back, you know, your parents who watch you all the time in the National Hockey League, to have a chance to play in front of them must have been pretty special.
Yeah, it really was, and especially since I, you know, I've been away for a few years now, and then I had a couple of good childhood buddies on that team as well. So yeah, you never know if you ever get that chance again.
Is it true that you kind of had to stop playing because of tax reasons, because you'd spent so much time in Sweden?
Yeah, you know what, it's one of those things where I'm glad I have an agent for, and you know, it's tax laws here and tax laws there, and you know, I just would lose a lot of money if I stayed, so.
You know what the funny thing is, you're the first guy ever to move back to Canada because of the tax reasons. Everybody leaves here. You're supposed to go to Monaco. That's where you're supposed to go and hide.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
How, scale of 1 to 10, your level of frustration in the lockout right now compared to, say, 3 months ago? Is it getting worse or easier?
No, I mean, I think everyone is getting more and more frustrated every day. But at the same time, you know, you don't really know what to expect anymore. And it's gone so far that you just take one day at a time, and you don't know what's going to happen. But saying that, we always want to negotiate. We're ready to negotiate whenever the owners want. And
That's what everybody says, though, right?
I mean, yeah.
It's kind of like the owners say, we'll meet anytime, anywhere. I mean, it's just, there's a real wrestling match. Before we move on, though, what do you say to people who say guys who go to Europe are taking jobs from guys?
You know, it's unfortunate it has to be that way, and it's unfortunate we're locked out and we're not allowed to play in our regular teams, and it's because of business, and it is a business, and it kind of creates that domino effect, and it's unfortunate, but we all have to work, and we can't just sit around and do nothing. So it's unfortunate, though.
So you have voted, right? You vote online?
Correct, yeah.
On the dissolution of the union leading to a possible disclaimer of interest. Now, I've been around a lot longer than you. I got no clue what that means. Do you actually, you know, have a reasonable understanding of it?
You know what? Yeah. You know, I talked to some of the PA reps and some of the other guys that have been in the meetings and try to understand and read the emails and whatnot and stay updated. But, you know, saying that, I'm still 20 years old and I haven't studied law for too long. So
how'd you vote?
I can't really tell you.
Oh, okay. I thought I could trap you. And what's going on with CCM? I know that you've been one of their front people and they got this cool program going on.
Yeah, it's a whole campaign that kind of brings out the kids, and you know, they went to CCM Skills Camp this summer, and they bring out the kids in ads and pictures, right, and billboards and whatnot, and call Start Your Legend, and for everyone who wants to know more about it, go on the website.
Awesome. Good to see you.
Yeah, you too. Always a pleasure.
How do I spell my name?
L-A-N-D-S-B-E-R-G.
You nailed it.
What about mine?
L-A-N-D-E-S-K-O-G-H. Wow. Silent H. No, I'm kidding. It's just, there's no silent H at the end.
It's getting worse.
Hope you're back playing soon and being captain of that team.
Thank you.